Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The shortstop, Wayne Ambler. Batting third. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Earl Brucker. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dario Lodigiani. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Caster. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, George Caster. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting third. The second baseman, Odell Hale. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Whitehill. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Earl Whitehill. And now, play ball. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses takes first base on ball four. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ambler moves to third. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is hit by the pitch. Werber moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball four. Ambler scores. Werber moves to third. Siebert moves to second. It's 1-0, Athletics. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry takes first base on ball four. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a line drive towards first. Siebert catches it and steps on first to double up Larry. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale takes first base on ball four. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath takes first base on ball four. Hale moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops it up and throws to first, with Caster covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Caster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caster is hit by the pitch. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 0 for 1 in the game. Ambler takes first base on ball 4. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Werber bunts in front of the plate. Hemsley fields it and throws to first for the out. Ambler moves to second. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ambler moves to third. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill takes first base on ball 4. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Larry bunts towards the mound. Caster fields it and throws to first for the out. Whitehill moves to second. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. Campbell takes first base on ball 4. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hale hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Heath hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Whitehill moves to third. Campbell moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 0 for 1 in the game. Brucker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0 for 1 in the game. Lodigiani hits a line drive into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 1 in the game. Trosky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Keltner reaches second base with a double. Trotsky goes all the way around to score. It's Athletics, 1, Indians, 1. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Keltner moves to third. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hemsley strikes out. One out. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Whitehill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Keltner scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Larry takes first base on ball 4. Whitehill moves to second. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Campbell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Whitehill moves to third. Larry moves to second. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hale strikes out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lottigiani scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. George Caster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caster is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Caster hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moses for the out. Two outs. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ambler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lottigiani scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Trotsky hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caster fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Werber hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Siebert hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 0 for 2 in the game. Brucker takes first base on ball 4. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 2 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner juggles the ball. That's an error on Keltner. Johnson moves to third. Brucker moves to second. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0 for 2 in the game. Lodigiani hits a pop-up towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0 for 2 in the game. Hemsley bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4 strike 3. 1 out. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Whitehill hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lodigiani fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Campbell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry moves to third. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. George Caster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caster is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Caster hits a line drive into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Ambler hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Heath hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Chapman who is chasing the ball. Heath reaches third base with a triple. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Heath scores. It's 3-1, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 3 in the game. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Trosky hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-1, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Keltner hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0 for 3 in the game. Hemsley hits a pop-up towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Whitehill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Larry hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Siebert hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Campbell hits a pop-up towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Hale hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lottigiani scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Brucker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 3 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Dario Lottigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lottigiani is 0 for 3 in the game. Lottigiani hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chapman moves to second. Frankie Hayes pinch hits for George Caster. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Chapman moves to third. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Moses hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Philadelphia Athletics, 1. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.